Mashini Group has announced that it's to buy parts of Jet, which is currently part of the Edcon stable, for 480 million rand. It's acquiring what they describe as 371 commercially viable stores, their executives and staff. And thrown in there is some 800 million rand worth of inventory. It looks like TFG has made a steal. And it's good news insofar as jobs that were earmarked to go have at least been saved. Well, to get his assessment on this deal, I'm joined on the line by Simon Brown. He's a markets guru and the founder of Just One Lab. And as the ad just mentioned, he's also the host of MoneyWeb Now. Thank you so much for joining us, Simon. So it does look like this deal was an absolute steal for the Fashini Group. Would you categorize it as such? And what do you suppose they're going to do with the operations that they're taking on board?
I think it's a really, really good deal. 480 million, as they say, you know, as you said, 800 million stock now. Some of that stock is maybe old seasons and the like, so maybe we can discount that down to a degree. Mm. But if we go back to some Edcon numbers, and we don't always get them every year, and we don't always get the clarity of it, but you know, Jet's been doing around 10 billion in sales. The EBITDA profit, which is earnings before interest, taxation, depreciation, and amortization, which is a fancy phrase, but that came in for almost half a billion in financial year 2016, a lot worse in 17, down at 55 million. But you know, it's a solid profit, and it was always the story around Edcon. You know, they had the footprint. They had, as a group, around 15% of the retail clothing market in South Africa. Problem was the debt burden from when they got delisted by Bain Capital back in 2007.
Yes.
And then, you know, pushed over the edge by the pandemic lockdown. But a good business and I think a really, really good price.
Mm. So Edcon had put some 22,000 workers on notice for possible retrenchment. How many jobs does this deal save?
So the Edcon group obviously was predominantly Edgars and Jet, and then they had their store cards and the like. But I mean, in essence, it was the Edgars and Jet. I was digging around and I couldn't find the absolute sense of it. But if we take it from a revenue perspective, and we assume 371 stores, as you said, they're taking the viable stores, it's probably around about the 10,000 jobs at a minimum that will be successful. There will be obviously no more head office. And of course, Edgars in of itself is still up for sale and something that might be saved there. But it is a fair chunk of jobs being saved. And they will obviously now move across and be part of the Fashini group rather than Edcon. But for someone working at Jet, I mean, you know, your payslip will have a different name on it. But in essence, it's been a couple of really, really tough months for you. But your job is probably secure.
Yeah.
It might do a bit of rationalizing. But my sense is, particularly at Jet, the issue wasn't at the store level. The issue, again, was debt. And Edcon, Edgars, the size of some of their stores and the format of those stores.
Yeah. So what's going to happen, or do you anticipate, in terms of the format and making whatever they've taken on board sexy in terms of being able to sell the stuff? Are they going to take it up to where, in terms of the Fashini group, are they going to have it at that level, or is it going to be at a Jet level in terms of the kind of merchandise that they sell? What do you think they're going to do?
I imagine they're going to leave it as Jet. I mean, the Fashini group and the couple of brands they've got have always sort of been the middle to maybe middle plus income group. Jet very much at the sort of lower LSM. And what Fashini group does here is, in one fell swoop, 371 stores, the vast majority in South Africa. There are a couple in our neighboring SADC states, but that's literally just a dozen or so. They've just in one fell swoop opened themselves up to an entire new market, an entire different market. They bring the skill sets, they've got the footprint in place, they've got the really good brand recognition. So you know, I'm assuming that Fashini Group is just going to, you know, basically let Jet run. They'll bring in, you know, integration, some systems, there might be a little bit of crossover, but I think if they fiddle too much with it as a brand, as a concept, they actually run the risk. Mm. For them, they've got a really good deal. Don't fiddle with what isn't broken. Again, Jet was never the problem. It was that debt at head office
level.
I imagine they're just going to leave it in place and manage it as a lower income store, which also gives them a little more resilience. It's going to be predominantly a cash process rather than credit. There'll be a lot of airtime and the like, so it'll be a different mix to what the Fashini Group has had up until now.
Yeah, and what do we know about the Edgar stores? We heard about this outfit called Retailability. Is there a done deal there at all?
Yeah, so apparently offers. And I mean, what we've certainly seen with this Jet deal, I mean, the talk in the market was a price markedly above 480 million. I mean, I'd heard as much as a billion. And that might have been a little on the high side. But it's that negotiating tactic. I mean, and truthfully, the Fashini Group just, a couple of weeks ago categorically said, we're not interested. And of course, when you want to buy something, first thing you say is, you don't want to buy it because it pushes the price down. And I suspect we've probably seen the same with the Edgar's brand. Again, Edgar's has its challenges. Its format is a very old school sort of format, that store within the store, the multiple levels and all of that. But they have massive brand recognition, massive presence in the country, and they sell a vast amount. Now, the Zara's and the H&M's and the Cotton Ones have certainly given them a run for their money. Yeah. But I think there's still brand equity and value there. And I think I really can't imagine that Edgar's will just disappear. I think some of the stores, absolutely. I think smaller footprints and probably a price lower than the market would have perhaps anticipated. Mm. But I think there will be a buyer for Edgar's. Mm. Particularly, Jet was the easier one to sell. I think there were a lot of potential matches. I mean, I thought a ShopRite might even pick up a Jet and try and move into clothing in the lower LSM space. Edgar's would be probably a little less buyers, to make it a little harder to solve.
Hmm. Simon, thank you very much for your insights on this. That was Simon Brown. He's a markets guru and the founder of Just One Lap.